From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. You don't have to be a business guru to know the smartphone market is getting more crowded all the time. Recent shipping numbers from the global market research firm IDC bring that story into sharper focus. One headline, the Windows phone from Microsoft nudged its way past BlackBerry to claim third place during the first quarter of 2013. Also, shipments of Apple's iPhone are slowing down, representing 17% of all smartphone shipments, down from 23% this time last year. Meanwhile, Android shipments could have nearly doubled since the first quarter of 2012. Fortune magazine's Adam Leshinsky says it's important to remember recent tech history.
So remember, before 2007, the smartphone market essentially meant BlackBerry and Nokia. And after 2007, it essentially meant Apple, until more recently when phones based on the Android platform have really taken over most of the growth.
And what does this sort of mean for all these companies? There's a lot of players here jockeying for a larger parts of the pie, even though it's becoming more and more difficult.
Yes, the question is how many platforms consumers really need. Each of these is a platform, and that's what Android and Google exploited extremely well by letting other phone manufacturers build their phones on the Google Android platform. iOS is its own platform. Microsoft is pushing its own platform.
What are the larger issues for Apple?
Yeah, we should put things in perspective when considering whether or not Apple is in trouble. In the early years after the iPhone was introduced in 2007, Apple essentially had the, let's say, good smartphone market to itself. And that was never going to be sustainable. So fast forward, they're growing more slowly than the Android platform, and they are at a crossroads. I think you're seeing a very exciting capitalist story developing here, right? Because in talking about smartphones, we're talking about a not very old industry, and in its current iteration that's been around for about 5 or 6 years, with tablets having come along since then to make things even more interesting. And each company is pursuing a slightly different strategy.
Adam Leshinsky, thank you very much for joining us.
You bet. My pleasure.